Good morning, Anchor. This is the Life and Times of Charlie Robinson IV. Coming to you on a Monday morning. And continuing with what we were talking about on Friday. Giving you the cast of characters. We already talked about my daughter, Layla. We still got to get to my wife, my son, and my other daughter. But today, we're going to focus on my son. My son, he's Charlie Robinson V, better known as KJ. He is 14 months old, and he's a lot like me. It's really funny. I look at him. He's a lot like me. Does a lot of the things I do, a lot of the things I say. He does all of that stuff. He has my temperament. My son has reverted, though. Now, I know a lot of people are like, what do you mean by he reverted? Well, we now have a baby in the house, like a baby, an infant, toddler. She is a month old. So my son's sleeping in the bed by herself, doing awesome before she got here. Sleep the whole night away. Good. 8 o'clock he sleep. 7 in the morning he wakes up. Awesome. Well, since my daughter has got here, he now doesn't want to go to sleep till like 10 p.m. He's back up at 1 a.m. He keeps me up till about 3 or 4 a.m. Then he goes back to sleep till about 7 a.m. Yeah, that's been pretty rough, needless to say. It's like, because he reverted so far back. But that's my boy, though. Normally, he comes downstairs during those times. He lay on me. We chill, watch TV, whatever. But it's been an adjustment. Because when you hop from an 11-year-old, who's 11 years old, obviously, she does her own thing. She's pretty self-sufficient. To a 14-month-old who looks to you for everything and to do everything, it's an adjustment. Not only for the kid, but for the parent, too. It's an adjustment. So, you know, I'm going with the growing pains of this. I'm doing the best I can. It's no book on parenting. I can't say I'm perfect on everything I do, but I can say I think I do fairly well. It is a growing process, though. I'm definitely growing with it. I don't know. It's just different. And I know a lot of single moms out there deal with this all the time. But here's the catch to it. I'm the stay-at-home dad. I work from home. So both kids are normally here with me. My son was here with me since birth. And the same thing's going to happen with my daughter. I'm a little scared. Be honest with you, that's a lot to take on. I was a little scared with my son by just me and him because he was so attached to his mom. But I'm really scared with me, my son, and my daughter, with my wife being at work. Yeah, that's going to be a little rough. So that's my son. You know, I've been doing a little short little podcast here and there. I am going to start doing longer ones. I'm just getting the feel of this whole thing. I like how a couple other pages that I look at, they do longer podcasts. They have breaks in there and everything. I'm going to get to that. But call me up. Let me know. How did you deal with the 13-month-old or 14-month-old by yourself as a dad or as a single mom? Even if you got some advice for me, call me up. Because I'm going to be honest. I'm a little scared of this one. Give me a call. Peace.